Welcome to Empower Church with Gilbert Batten. Thank you for joining us for the live broadcast of our service. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with the message of Jesus. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Our Lord Jesus, we worship you, we praise you, we lift up the powerful name of Jesus the Christ, the one that was and is to come, and Father still, Lord, even though we're in our homes, we lift up the name of Jesus, the one that is above all other things, Lord, every demon, every spirit, every name shall bow and at the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And Lord, we are here to say our Jesus lives now and forevermore. Let it be known forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Father, we worship you, we praise you. We lift up your powerful name this morning, the name that is higher, the name that makes COVID bow down, the name that makes principalities bow down, the name that makes governments fear, the name that makes politicians fear, the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that was, the one that calls himself Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, the powerful, our God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, the one that lives now and forevermore. There we are, your homes this morning in Power Church. Lift up the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are here to tell you restoration will be our portion. Restoration will be the outcome. God will repay every single thing that the enemy has stolen, shall be repaid for you, for me, for our families, for our loved ones, for the ones that we've lost. I tell you the truth. Restoration shall be your portion, and there will not be a devil in hell, there will not be a principality in hell, there will not be a demon in hell, there will not be a sickness in hell that will stop that what the Lord is going to do on the planet. So says the Lord your God, my God, the healer, the creator, the ruler, the king, the Lord of it all, in Jesus' name. And if you agree with that, shout where you are, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Come on. Oh, come on, guys. Every single person that is watching me online this morning, I want to encourage you that you, there where you are, that you will worship the Lord this morning with us, that you'll lift your hands with us, that you will shout the name of Jesus Christ. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of the greatest outpouring of the Spirit of God that we have ever seen. We will see restoration. We will see His power being manifested. We will see the gifts of God being restored. We will see the glory of the earth fill the planet once again. We will see that what the enemy has taken from us be repaid back to us. We will see a sevenfold restoration. I tell you the truth, get ready for July, August, September, October, November, December. As we go into 2022, we will see the restoration of the Lord. For that what the enemy has stolen, that God will repay. And the difference on us and on you will be the Spirit of the Lord that is with us, in Jesus' name, in power. There we are at all the different locations, at Pretoria, at Bloemfontein, at Free State, at Cape Town, at Durban, at Witbank. There we are watching me from the United Kingdom. There you're watching me from United States of America. Lift up the powerful name of Jesus Christ, because our King is not done. He is not finished. He has just started. I tell you, we will see an outpouring and a restorative work now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and all of God's people say amen and amen and amen and amen. Come on, I can feel the fire of God. I can feel the power of God on my body. I tell you, we're going to see an outpouring of God's Spirit in this hour, and what we have never seen before. We're going to see, there we are, we're watching from, can I just say to you, no virus will come near your family, no virus. And even if it does, you've just heard a testimony of somebody being raised from the dead. You have nothing to fear, because Jesus is completely in control. He is our King, He is our Lord, He is our Savior, He is our Redeemer. He's called Himself Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. We have nothing to fear. We just need to know the signs and the time and the moments that we are finding ourselves right now in. I tell you the truth, we will plunder hell as we populate heaven with the message of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now is the time to rise up more stronger. Now is the time to lead. Now is the time to show the earth that the church will not be silenced. We will not keep our mouths shut. We will not look to the government, because we submit to a government higher than this government, the government of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the prophet Isaiah, where the Bible says that on his government will rest a government, and at his government there will be no end. So let it be known, we submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, and his kingdom has no sickness, it has no pestilence, it has no poverty, it has no pain, it has no shame, it just has the power and the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, can you say amen and amen and amen? I tell you, if I had people in this room, I'll have revival. Time for revival. Time for revival. Come on, throw me some emojis. Come talk to me. You need to send this out to your enemy. You need to send this out to your frenemy. You need to send this out to your loved ones this morning. Jesus Christ is coming. And He's not just coming, we're going to see a mass restoration. We're going to see a mass outpouring. We're going to see a mass revival. We're going to see the glory of the Lord fill the earth. We're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles like we've never seen them before. We're going to see God raising up people in this hour like He's never raised them up before. We're going to see how the Lord is going to take hold of His people. Yes, we have seen a purging. Yes, we have seen many come and many go. But there's a true remnant that's going to stand up in this hour. They'll be filled of power, filled with the Holy Ghost. They'll be in love with Jesus Christ. On those people, He will pour out His Spirit. They will walk in greater signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm prophesying to you now. They will walk in greater signs, wonders, and miracles than what the apostles did ever before, because Jesus is going to restore everything before He comes. According to Acts chapter number 3, verse number 21, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is held back in the heavens until we see restoration of all things. So we have news for the devil. We have news for the enemy that there is restoration coming. Restoration is coming our way. Yes, He might have hated us once. Yes, He might have beaten us twice. Yes, there might have been a pushback. Yes, we might have had a slight moment. But even though the churches are shut in a moment over July, we know the president said 2 weeks, but you can't take what he's saying anymore. So we know that we will not fall back. We will not be pushed back in this hour. We'll come back stronger. We'll come back more fervent. We'll come back more on fire. We'll come back with more power. We'll come back and the churches will grow and the churches will extend and the churches will take this land, because God is in control. He's in control of your lives. He's in control of your loved ones. He's in control of your job. Do not fear. Amen. Can we have an amen for that this morning? In Jesus' name, restoration. Restoration. I'm so excited about the Word of God. There where you guys are watching me from this morning, it is time to see restoration. I am so excited about what I'm going to share with you this morning, because it is a word for the now, it's a word for the time, it's a word for the moment, and where we are finding ourselves in. And as I see the names, I feel like prophesying to you this morning, and I just want to say to you, I spend so much time with the Lord Jesus Christ the last couple of days, because I know that what we are going to see in the next season, yes, they will bring persecution. I tell you, church, they will bring persecution to us, but we have nothing to fear. And you know why we have nothing to fear, church? It's because Jesus said, be joyous. Have joy in your tribulation. Count all trials and tribulations pure joy, for the Lord is your helper. And that's why we don't need to be afraid. Amen. So I want to go to the book of Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 3. Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 3. I want to prophesy to your families right now this morning. I want to prophesy to every family restoration. I'm going to prophesy to your family that this COVID-19 will not come near your household. I pray that even though there is, might have been somebody that contracted COVID-19, that your testimony will be like testimonies that you will hear over the next couple of days, that this virus will dry up and it will die simply because you are loved by Jesus Christ. Thank God that we have a healer, we have a physician that is greater than any physician. His name is Jesus Christ. And do you know His medicine never fails? Do you know that His medicine always works? Do you know that His word never fails? And do you know that right there where you are, He's alive, amen. So in Matthew chapter number 24, oh my Jesus, Matthew chapter number 24, I want to speak to you about signs, these signs, and the reason why I want to speak to you about these signs this morning. And as you guys are on, I want you to get the gospel out, church. It's time to get the gospel out. Share the gospel as far as what you can, as wide as what you can. And because it is important to understand where we are, what is happening, what is the word of the Lord saying to us in this hour, and what is Jesus saying in this hour. You know, if you understand the time, if you understand the moment, then you will find that something powerful. When you understand the surroundings that you are around, if you understand where you are, then you will understand how to fight effectively, how to stand effectively, how to war effectively. And that is what I want to speak to you about. The Bible says in Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 14 to 15, that our Jesus, our God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Kingsman, we have faith and confidence in Him. Because there was a time that there was sin that was against us. But the Bible says the sin that was against us, the handwriting that was against us. Here the Bible says the handwriting that was against us. Jesus Christ took that handwriting and He nailed it to the cross. In other words, the handwriting of your sins that was against you, Jesus took all of that handwriting that was against you. So what would have happened in Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 14, 15, and 16, what would have happened, when you were imprisoned, what happened was they would write all of your sins that were against you on the door or on the prison cell. So what Jesus would have done is Jesus would have looked at all the accusations that were against us. He would say, I'll pay for that by my blood. He paid for that by His blood. That's why the Bible says He canceled the handwriting of requirements that was against us. And because He canceled the handwriting that was against us, He opened up the prison cell. And because He opened up the prison cell, you and I can now go free based on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we say amen to that? Based on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But because we are free, and that's where I want to go to with our text this morning. Because we are free, we have to understand where we are right now. Because we have a job to set other people free. Can I have an amen on that? We have a job to have to set other people free. And in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, I want you just to understand this, that we cannot look to the government to help us. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. No politician will help you. The government is not going to help. They are taking their time. Listen, but there is a King on a mission, and He's for you. He's not against you. He's with you, and you are not afraid. Listen, we're going to wait for a moment, but listen, there is something more powerful than the vaccine that you can carry, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the seal of the Holy Ghost. That is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's more powerful than the vaccine. It's more powerful than a virus. It's more powerful than a bacteria. We have a kingdom mandate, and that is to tell the world of Jesus Christ. I hope you are shouting amen and amen where you are watching me from. And so again, I say, share the gospel, guys. Let it rip. Let it come out. We've got hundreds of people watching us from all the locations. And I want to be sure that we get the gospel out. So in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 3, the Bible says this, the disciples came unto Him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What will be the sign of Thy coming and the end of the world? In other words, Jesus is finding Himself here at a place where He's sitting at the Mount of Olives. And as He sits at the Mount of Olives, the disciples come to Him and they ask Him, Lord Jesus, what will be the sign of Thy coming and what will be the end of the age? When will these things be? What will happen? And one of the things that I like when I go into the text is I like to be apologetical, hermeneutically, absolutely correct. In other words, I want to know what the Bible say, because if we have a revival of the Bible, Jesus stands with His Word and the Holy Spirit back up the Bible. In other words, the Holy Spirit doesn't back up anything else. He backs up the Word. And if we understand the Word, and if we understand what the Word is saying, you and I can live forevermore with the King. But we need to love the Word. Amen? So the disciples come to Him and they say to Him, what shall be the sign of Thy coming and the end of the world? What will be the sign of Thy coming and the end of the world? And the word sign here is very important for us, because it is the Greek word simeon, which means it's like a roadmark, it's like a benchmark, it's like when you come closer to some place, to a certain destination, you'll find more signs. In other words, as you travel towards Pretoria, as you travel towards Cape Town, as you travel towards wherever, the closer you get to the destination, more signs will appear and will say you're 100 kilometers away, you're 50 kilometers away, you're 30 kilometers away, you're 20 kilometers away, you're 5 kilometers away, and then you hit the city, Pretoria. And Jesus said, Jesus gave us 11 signs. He said, when you see all of these signs, you need to know that I'm coming. I'm on my way back. And so I want to just explore one or two of these things with you, because Jesus said, when you see these signs, you need to know I'm at the door, I'm waiting for you, and I'm not just coming, I'm coming for a specific type of people. I'm coming for the Luke 18 people, the people that are full of faith. Now, the only way that you can find faith and have faith is to, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of the Lord, Revelations, Romans chapter number 10, verse number 17, and faith comes by prayer, Jude 1:20, and then faith comes by the dwelling or the staying together of the saints. That is why they're trying to disconnect us. That is why there is such a huge onslaught right now in the body of Christ of people not coming together. Do you know that the Bible says it is impossible to live out Christianity to its full without coming together? Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 25. It is the coming together of the saints. But we have a mandate. Lay the hands on the sick and they will recover. Cast out the devils. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. These are our mandates. But Jesus said these words. Jesus said that when you see these signs, Simeon, when you see these signs, you have to understand that I'm coming, I'm on my way. And then he gave a couple of signs, and I just want to speak about one or two of them. The first sign he gave us is Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. And when you look at this word deceive, and I preached this a year ago, and I think the church was not ready to hear it back then. But I hopefully they're right now. Jesus says, take heed that no man deceive you. The word deceive is the Greek word plano, which means this, that there will be a group of people that stood with the word of the Lord, 100 absolutely true. But now the word deception means that people start to negotiate what is truth. They start to fall into a slippery slope where they start to negotiate on what is morally right. In other words, the moral lines of what we once believed to be true becomes blurred. In other words, we don't know anymore what is right and what is wrong. It becomes blurry. That is the word deception. That is the Greek word plano. And we're seeing that right now in this hour, in this time. And the only thing that it means is we cannot just be the ones telling the time. We need to do something about the time. And I'm going to get into that this morning. So Jesus says, beware that nobody deceives you. The Greek word plano, which means it says that you will see a moral drifting as my coming are coming closer. But it's more than just a moral drifting. What was once rejected will become accepted. What was once counted as not even something to be discussed will now become discussable under a new banner of being politically correct. And we are seeing this now on the planet exactly to the T. Because suddenly there is, Rick Renner says in his book, just before Jesus Christ comes back, he says these words. He says that even that what we found once despicable, now we will find achievable or even commendable under a new banner of rejecting the gospel. Exactly what's happening, Busy, now is that, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you had no confusion, for example, about gender. Now it seems like everybody's confused, but the word of the Lord is not confused. The Bible stays the same now and forevermore. It is the same. Amen. So we cannot be confused. So roadmark number one. Roadmark number two is very simple. Jesus says, many will come in the reputation of my name. The reputation of my name. Now this word in the reputation, it has got different meanings, but in the reputation of my name basically means that many will come in this hour and they will say they are anointed. They will say they have the anointing. Many will come in my name. They will come in his reputation. They will say, I have the anointing. But listen, we cannot claim, Jesus says, and they will lead many astray. In other words, there will be a certain group of people that will rise up in this hour and that will start to say things according to 2 Timothy chapter number 3 that itching ears want to hear, to appease the people, to appease the crowds, so that people may be happy about what people say. Listen, this is not the time to preach motivational sermons. This is the time to tell people, listen, Jesus is coming back and we have a job to do. We must fill the earth with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must save as many souls as what we can. We ourselves need to be on fire. We ourselves need to be on the light side. And we need to know that the Bible says, listen, the Bible says darkness is ignorance. I'll teach about that tonight. The word darkness is the Greek word ignorance. The word light is the word knowledge. In other words, Jesus says, many will come in my name and they will say things that people like to hear. Well, in this church, in Power Church, all of you guys watching me online this morning, I want to tell you the truth. We are not going to say what itching ears want to say. We are going to say what is the truth of the scripture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the last time I checked, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 14, verse number 10, that every man shall give an account of his life to God. The Bible says if you give an account, it will be not just an account. Jesus is going to study your life. He's going to study everything we have said. And we will need to be accountable for what we have said. We need to be accountable for what we have done in the body. And so I want to be accountable, saying to him, I've brought as many people to you as what I can in my lifetime. Amen. Listen, who of you would agree right now, there we are, and type for me in the comments, please. Who of you agree right now that a virus won't stop you, a pandemic won't stop you, a setback won't stop you, a loss won't stop you? There is only one thing that will ever be able to stop you, and that's when you go back to the Lord Jesus Christ to worship Him forever and ever. Who of you agree with me this morning that there's nothing in hell or heaven that can stop you? There's nothing in hell or in heaven that the Bible says, Romans chapter number 8, verse number 39, the Bible says that nothing, no power, no principality, no might, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Who of you know that Jesus Christ is our only hope? He is the only answer. He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only life. There is no other. There is no plans. Politicians are not going to save us. Governments is not going to save us. Jesus is going to save us. Jesus is going to heal us. Jesus is going to restore us. Jesus is going to redeem us. Jesus is going to come and display Himself upon the earth. And the next time He's coming back, He's not coming back as somebody to be pushed around. He's coming back as a roaring lion to dominate, to control, to rule. And we that are with Him will be with Him forever, now and forevermore. And that's why Paul the Apostle says, in the body with the Lord, out the body with the Lord. But can I just have an amen that there will not be, even if the flood comes in, God will raise the standard. Even when sickness comes in, God will heal. Even when pestilence comes in, God will restore. For the Lord my God, the Bible says in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I'm walking, I'm not sleeping, I'm walking, I'm not sitting, I'm walking, I'm not laying. Whatever we are facing right now is a momentary setback for the comeback. We're going to punch back harder, we're going to hit back harder, we're going to save more souls, we're going to build bigger things for the name and the sake of Jesus Christ. Can I have an amen for that? Come on, guys. Oh, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says, and many in this hour will depart from the faith. In other words, the word depart there is a very specific thing that will happen. And the word depart there means, it's a Greek word, apatistomi, tongue twister. Apatistomy, the Bible says they will depart from the faith. So what will happen is 2 Corinthians chapter 4:4 is going to be alive in this hour, where the Bible says that in this hour that the God of this age will blind the hearts and the minds of the people of this world. In other words, they will not even know what's happening. And we are seeing that right now. We are seeing, listen, Jesus, we are seeing how the world is literally being blinded. They are not understanding what's going on. And that is why we have a duty to save people. And that is why, even as the links go out of Empower 316 this morning, I want every single person to register for Empower 316. You know why? Because it's time to save souls. It's time to win as many souls as what we can. Because the God of this age has blinded the hearts and the minds of the people. And as we sit on Tuesday, you know, the government said 2 weeks. We'll give them 4 weeks. But then we're going to be back in the house of the Lord, worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, exalting the Lord, lifting up the Lord's name. Because who of you know, Jesus is our restoration. I prophesied to you this morning again, as he said to me 3 Saturdays back. He said, restoration will be the portion. I will not let my people. Listen, we do not belong to the economy of this world. We belong to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not a member of the kingdom. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. In other words, I don't pay for my membership fee. Somebody else has paid for my fee. And that's why I'm a citizen. As a citizen of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have got certain rights. You have got certain rights. And one of the rights I have is that I will not be shaken when the world is shaken. However, I'll be a light. Who of you know, if darkness becomes more, light becomes greater. Are you with me? So in this hour where there's darkness filling the earth, the light is just going to shine brighter. We don't even bow down to what the enemy is busy doing, because we know that our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer is going to have the last say, and we're going to be a part of those that's going to carry His glory across the globe, across the earth. We are the righteous remnant reserved for this hour to see an outpouring of His Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so the Bible says, Jesus says to His disciples in Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 6. Listen, I feel like we just need to have a praise break for where we are. There where you guys are watching me from, just have a praise break. Shout, you know, say hallelujah to Jesus. Shout for your neighbor that somebody can just hear. And but the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 6, and it says, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." I want you to focus just with me this morning. Please underline the word "hear" and the word "troubled." The word "hear" and the word "troubled." The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 6, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled." The word "hear" there is the Greek word "aku." And the word "aku" means literally your ears will be ringing with information. Every day, literally the word "aku" here means, the word "hear" means that literally every day you will hear new news. You will hear of a deaf ear. You will hear of a sickness there. You will hear of pestilence here. You will hear of trouble there. The Bible says "aku," it will be ringing in your ears. Literally, if you turn to your left, you will be hearing. If you turn to your right, you'll be hearing. If you open up the newspaper, you'll be seeing. If you pick up the TV and put it on, you'll be seeing. That this is the Greek word "aku," hearing. It is literally happening. But Jesus then says, just after He said this, He says this, "Be not troubled." Be not troubled. Why? Because I have overcome the world. John 14:1. That's the words of Jesus. Jesus makes it very clear. He says, be not troubled, even when you hear it. And then the Bible says, listen, and this is important for us to understand, ears that will be filled with information, ears that will ring with information, tales, gossips, and stories, ears will ring, ring, ring. And then the Bible says this in Luke chapter number 21, verse number 9, again the words of Jesus. "But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." In other words, it is the Greek word, Jesus says, "be not terrified," is the Greek word "pote," which simply means this, that as the enemy fills the earth, as the enemy fills the earth, he's going to fill the earth. He's going to fill the earth with a sound. I wonder if we can just have that up. He's going to fill the earth with a sound. And what the enemy is going to do, listen to me this morning, guys. I want you to listen very carefully, because what I'm sharing with you is life-changing if you understand. And so what we're going to see is we're going to see the enemy fill the earth. Literally, he's going to fill that earth. He's going to fill the earth with information. This earth is going to be filled with information. He's going to fill the earth with information of fear, with information of trying to control people, trying to tell people, the Greek word aku, as I just said, hearing. He's going to fill the earth so that they may hear something new. And then what he would want to do, the enemy, Satan, is want to let people then change their behavior. So what was once normal will now become abnormal. In other words, we were once a hugging people. Now they say to you, keep your distance. And we understand why. But the Bible says this will happen. So he will fill the earth. Literally. Why? He is the prince and the power of the kingdom of this age. In other words, he's the king, a kingdom. His kingdom is set up around the planet. I wonder if you can see that on the screen. If I can draw a line around that planet, that is how the enemy's kingdom is set up. You know why his kingdom is set up around the planet? And this is how I want to get this very clearly across. You know why his kingdom is set up around the planet and not on the planet? Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The earth does not belong to the devil. The earth belongs to Jesus. The earth belongs to the saints. The earth does not belong to the devil. For the devil to do anything on the planet, he needs to find somebody that's in agreement with him. But we have bad news for the devil, because our God has found a people that are in agreement with him. And we say, Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. We say, Lord, we are in agreement with you. We are not in agreement with this fired cherub that is filling the atmosphere of lies, lies, and lies. We will not compromise. We will not stand back. We will not give the devil an inch. We will not give the devil one inch, people of God. In power, we will not give the devil an inch, not an inch, because we are the ones that are praying the prayer still that Jesus prayed. Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. Jesus would never have given us that prayer if he was not intentional to answer that prayer. Let me say that again. Jesus would have never given us that prayer if he was not intentional to answer that prayer. But he said, this is how you need to pray. My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. Thank you, Father, for leading me not into temptation, but delivering me from all evil. The word evil is the Greek word ponderos, which means poverty and pain. Jesus Christ wants to fulfill that still. You just saw Sean's testimony a little bit earlier, how they raised the dead by a telephone. May I say to you that there is no distance in our God. He can still raise the dead. He can still heal the sick. He can still cast out devils. He can still come through for you. Promotion can be waiting in your morning for you. God can be with you right now where you are. Healing can run into your body right now. Our God is a faithful God. He will not fail us. He will not walk out on us. He doesn't know how to fail. He will never fail. His word says that we believe it, and that simply settles it. If Jesus says it, it will come to pass. Can we have an amen? Empowered church. Amen and amen. Come on. And so the Bible says, if we know all of these things, if we know all of these things, we know the signs, we know the hour, we know the time that is upon us. Throw me some fiery emojis there, guys. Come talk back to me in power. Talk back to your pastor this morning, because I want you to see something. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 14. Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 14. And you must... you know, this morning I'm very passionate. You know why? Because it's become personal. I'm standing here this morning because I told you, and as I told you before, I said to you, they're all in power. I said to every single one of you, if you see me run, run. If you don't see me run, nobody runs. Why? We are not afraid, because the he that is within me is stronger than he that's within this world. He that dwells inside of me rules the earth and the heavens. He is creating everything still. He that has chosen me and wrote my name in his book of life, he that has chosen me to become into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, has so much power that when he comes back to the earth. He's going to rip our grandma, our grandfather, our uncle, our great-grandfather, and everybody else that's going to be of us or going to be of Him before us. He's going to rip all of them out of the grave. He is so powerful that when He moves, heavens gets created. He is so powerful when He blasts His nostrils, the Red Sea open. He is so powerful that when he shows up, demons bow down, kingdoms bow down, governments bow down. He is the King. He's not a king. He's not a Lord. He is the Lord, and He knows it, and we have confidence in Him. Amen and amen. So in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 14, the Bible says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached." There we are watching. Shout with me, preached. "He shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then the end shall come." I want you to see this. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then the end will come." This word "preach" here, please underline the word "preach." Please underline the word "world," because these are important words for us. The word "preach" is the Greek word "kereso." The Greek word "kereso." The word "world" is the Greek word "okamino." "Kereso okamino." "Preach" is the word "kereso." The word "world" is the word "okamino," and it means the following. The word "preach" means this. It means to put your ear on the chest of Jesus, to hear His heartbeat, and then to preach His heartbeat. And can I say this morning to every single person that right now, the reason why I'm so passionate is because we need to preach the gospel. Because the gospel is still good news. The gospel means that there was a time and there was a moment that we had a handwriting of requirements that was against us. In other words, everything that you've ever done wrong in the body, it was listed against you. And the Bible says that no matter how great the list was, Jesus came and He paid for this list. He paid for this list. Jesus came, and the Bible says in Galatians 2:14, Jesus studied this list, and then He took this list. The Bible says, "For the handwriting of requirements that was against us." In other words, there was a list of conditions. There was a list of things that was against your name. For example, if you have sinned, the enemy would have written that down. If you failed Jesus, the enemy would have written that down. If you have committed adultery, the enemy would have written that down. If you were unfaithful, the enemy would have written that down. But then there came a day when there came a young man, the age of 33, in submission, in humility, in service and obedience to his father. And he came, and the Bible says he took this handwriting of requirements that was against you. He took that away, and he nailed it to the cross. In other words, now he took this. Listen, he took this. I want you to understand this. He took this handwriting of requirements that was against you. He took this. He ripped it off. He put that to the side. He nails that to the cross. Now he himself becomes the door. And he says, "I am the way. I am the door. I am life." And he says, whoever trusts in me, I will open up the door to them. And they will go into my Father and their Father, my God and their God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't just pay for your sins, He died for your sins. He didn't just die for your sins, He covered your sins. He didn't just cover your sins, He remembered them no more. Every time you pray about a past event, Jesus doesn't even know about it. He covered it by the blood. Oh, come on, can we have just a Jesus break here? Can you just, there we are, guys, come on. Just share the gospel, get it out, share it. So the word "okamine" here, which means world, the Bible says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come." World. The word "world" is a Greek word "okamine," and it means this. that the word okamina is a very interesting word. It means technology. It means households filled of technology. And then it means household filled of technology which the gospel can reach. Let me say it again. The word okamina here means households filled with technology. Households gathered together in a household filled of technology. And then it means households gathered together with technology where the gospel can reach them. Now, I believe, and this is my personal belief, that for a moment we are in our households, we're in our homes, as you watch me now by the hundreds. But, here is the big but. This temporary setback, because nobody's going to backslide right now. And I pray to God you say amen to that. Nobody's going to backslide right now. But you need to come out of your households. And God is going to use this for His glory. So He is allowing this for a season, because we're going to get the gospel out far and wide. Do you know, here at Empower Church, for example, we have grown with how many people we reach with the gospel, between 700% and 800% in a year. In 1 year. That's how many more people we are reaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is advancement. That is growing. So right now, everything that the enemy is trying to use for harm, God will use for good. The Bible says in Genesis 50:20, Joseph says to his brothers this. He says, everything that you've tried to my harm, God's going to use for my good. And may I testify and say to you this morning, Empower, have no fear. Let no fear come into your heart. Do not be intimidated. Do not be fearful. Do not let that spirit come in you, because it's a spirit. It's a spirit, the spirit of this world, the spirit of this age. It wants you to fear. It wants you to back down. It wants you to be intimidated. No, you just apply the word of the Lord. You apply your sanitizer. You eat healthy. You stay healthy. And you worship the Lord your God. And you have got nothing to worry about. We're going to get through the season more powerful, more victorious than ever before. In Jesus Christ's name. And so the Bible says we must be determined more than ever before to preach the gospel. Now is the time to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to lay hands on the ill, and they will recover. And I want to lastly, or the last couple of sentences, I want to say this morning, that the enemy, oh my Lord, I pray you get what I'm going to say now. Oh guys, quickly talk back to me. Are you enjoying the sermon this morning? Are you enjoying it? Come and empower. Talk back to your pastor. Talk back to me. Come on, because I am more convinced than ever before that we're going to see the glory of the Lord. I'm more convinced than ever before that we're going to see the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I see the names running on all our monitors, I just know one thing, that we are into a season of restoration. We are into a season of glory. We are into a season of miracles. We are into a season of signs, wonders, and miracles in a greater dimension than we've ever seen. And there will be a separation. I know this will come, and it's already happening, where some people that will say, I believe in the Lord, will walk away from Him. And those that say, I trust in Jesus, they will show pure confidence in Jesus. And Jesus will not forget the confidence. He will not back down on them. And He's going to show up, show off, show His glory, show His restoration, show His power. And the Bible says, the enemy might be a roaring lion, but Jesus is the lion. It's not a roar. He's not a roaring lion. He's the lion. Amen. So, I want to just say this. That the confidence that I have, the confidence that you should have this morning is this, is what are we seeing right now? Is, and I want you to catch what I'm saying. I want you to catch, guys, I want you to catch what I'm saying. And this is very powerful and very, very important what I'm going to say now. You are, right now you are seeing, you are hearing, Aku, you are hearing a lot of things happening. A lot of things are being said. Most people, we don't even know what's true and what's not true anymore. Because you can't trust just what you hear. We're not stupid. We have to listen to the word of the Lord. But we don't even know if we're hearing if it's true or not. What we do know is that this season has been giving so much fear off that the people are getting afraid and they're becoming to act unnaturally, as the Bible predicted will happen. But now, if we know all of the signs, how good will the signs be? Let me ask you a question. How good will the signs be if you ride all the way from here to Cape Town and you just stay in your car and never enjoy Cape Town? Are you with me? In other words, listen, if I tell the signs towards a destination, the point of the signs is not, listen, the point of the signs is not to scare me. The point of the signs is to tell me I'm coming close to the destination, and it should make me more motivated. Are you there? So right now, we should not be huddling around just protecting ourselves, protecting what is ours, protecting close to us. Right now, we should drive out the kingdom of darkness, because we are in the hour of getting very close. We are not there yet. But I want to show you something, and the guys will follow me, that you can just get this, because this is so important. If I'm a sheep, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So what happens is this: my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So what happens is this: the sheep will be feeding. And as they are busy feeding, the Bible says in Psalm chapter number 23, it says this: though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff would comfort me. But what happens is this: the Bible says, in the presence of thy enemies, you'll make a table before me, and my cup runneth over. So what the sheep does, the sheep sits and they are busy grazing. Now the presence of an enemy comes close, and the only thing that the sheep does is they look up and they look for the shepherd, and they look down and they just look for the shepherd. As long as the shepherd is close, the sheep has got nothing to fear, because the confidence of the sheep bows down, eats, enemies all around. But now the sheep gets their confidence by looking up, and they see the shepherd, and they're not afraid, because they have no power of themselves. But in the presence of the shepherd, they have nothing to fear. For thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. What does that mean? The rod is there to discipline the enemy. The staff is there to lead the sheep. Oh, let me say that again. The rod is there to discipline the enemy. The staff is there to lead the sheep. And right now, we need to be careful not to be driven by Satan, by fear. We need to be led by peace. The peace of God is the umpire of my soul. Amen and amen. And so lastly, I want to say this. Jesus gave a very stern rebuke. A very stern rebuke to the Pharisees. He said this. He said, you can tell the times. You can tell the times of the day, but you do nothing about it. And so I want to encourage you this morning in power, that do not just be able, like I preached to you this morning, I preach hermeneutically, didactically, absolutely 100% correct. It's not good enough just to know the times. It is more important to do something about it. And so the time and the hour that we are finding ourselves in right now, I want to summarize by saying three things. We need to disposition the enemy from his territory. What does that mean? We need to take the territory back. Come on, we have to take the territory back. And so what you will see over the next couple of weeks is, I want to encourage every single one of you, everyone that is following me, everybody that all of Empower, all of you guys that are following me by the hundreds and a couple of thousands that are following my ministry, following this church, following me as your leader, I want to say to you this morning, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. The enemy is afraid of you. He's afraid of you stepping into your identity. He's afraid of you stepping into your power. He's afraid of you understanding who is Jesus. He's afraid of you getting into the presence of God. I cannot get hunger for you, but you can get hunger for yourself. You can get back into the presence of God. And as you get back into the presence of God, I know Jesus will do this one thing for you. You will have no fear. You will not be intimidated. You will not back away. You will say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. Let it be so on earth. You will cast our devils, you will raise the dead, you will heal the sick, and we will not be confused. This is not an hour to be confused. Amen. This is the hour to know the time and the seasons. And so, may I say this, we need to cast the enemy's power out. We must be more determined than ever before to preach this gospel. Now is the time to influence every arena. Now is the time to influence my world, to change my world, to tell the world of Jesus. And so I don't know who your world is, but you need to tell your world about Jesus. Maybe it's your mom, your dad. Maybe it's your work colleague. Maybe it's your doctor. Maybe it is your physician. Maybe it's your friend. Maybe it is your cousin. Whatever it is, whoever it is, you need to influence them for Jesus. You need to reach that person for Jesus. And that's why I say again, come and do Empower 316 with me. Let me teach you how to save people. Let me teach you how to raise the dead. Let me teach you how to heal the sick. Let me tell you again that we have got nothing to fear. Nothing. COVID has a name. It has to bow under the name of Jesus. Amen. COVID has got a name. It has to bow under the higher authority, the name of Jesus Christ. COVID has got a name. It has a season. It has a season connected to it, and the season will go. And last thing I want to say to you this morning, every single one of you, every single one of you, you will see, and let me prophesy to you this morning, you will see a new form of restoration coming. You will see Jesus restoring things that you once thought to be dead. You will see things that were old coming back to life. You will see God dusting off promises in this hour and returning them back to you. You will see in this hour even restoration of enemies. I'm prophesying because I'm seeing that in the Spirit. You will see how God will advance you, promote you, favor you, and take you to a new dimension, even in the midst of all of the things. It is interesting for me, if I study the Bible, that everywhere in the Bible, I see God promoting His people, advancing His people, favoring His people wherever they are. Even in the midst of trouble, He's with them. In the lion's den, He was there. In the prison cell of Joseph, He was there. On top of the mountain with Abraham, He was there. With Jeremiah, He was there. With Paul in prison, He was there. With Peter on the water, He was there. With Lazarus in the tomb, He was there. With John on the Isle of Patmos, He was there. When John got almost boiled in Revelation chapter 1, He was there. When He called Moses out to seek Him, He was there. When He led His people out in the wilderness to come and worship Him, He was there. He is called Emmanuel, God with us. And I want to give you hope this morning. There's not one tear, not one pain, not one heartache that you feel that He's not aware of. He is not just your Redeemer. He is your repayment. He repays back. Oh, come on. Let's say amen to that in Jesus Christ's name. And so, I want to remind you in power. Tonight I'll teach on. But here is the thing I want us to catch. Here is the thing I want us to catch. Oh, come on, Lord Jesus Christ, help us. If you can catch just this next sentence, I will eradicate the fear out of your life in 30 seconds. If you have willing ears to listen, I'll be able to take fear out of your hearts in 30 seconds. The Bible says the following, that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Empower, do you want to have 30 seconds of being restored? 30 seconds, here it is. 30 seconds, how to understand to not be afraid. How to understand to have no fear. The sheep eats. They eat. They literally eat as they're busy eating. The Bible says that the shepherd has gone before them. The shepherd has gone before them. Now, as the shepherd has gone before them, what happens is this. The shepherd throws oil into all the adder's holes, into all the trouble, into all the persecution, into all the abilities that the snake has to come out and bite them. Jesus, the great shepherd, he literally throws oil everywhere. And now the snake cannot get out because they slip on the anointing, but more importantly, they slip on that Jesus prepared. Let me say it again. They don't slip just on the anointing. They slip on that Jesus prepared, because the Bible says He goes in front of us, Micah 2:13, and He makes a way. It's not us that makes a way. It's not our abilities that makes a way. It's He that makes a way. He makes a way through the Red Sea. He makes a way out of the prison cell. He makes a way in the lion's den. He makes a way on top of the mountain. He makes the way. It's Jesus that makes the way. It's Jesus that makes the way. And so what happens, and I want you to listen because I can get you free in 30 seconds from fear, is that now the sheep, they can hear the snakes. What are you busy hearing? You are hearing fear, 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 intimidation, fear. What is that? It is the hissing sound. The snakes are hissing. They're hissing. Why are they hissing? Because they are understanding that you are advancing. Why are the snakes hissing? Because they understand that they can watch, but they cannot touch. That's why they hiss, because they are angry, because here is a people that are led by a great shepherd that will have no harm, that will have no damage to them, that are protected by the presence of the shepherd. And why are they hissing? Because their very DNA is working against them. May I remind you that 20, 21 years ago, there was a king walking on Calvary with a cross on his back, and when he paid it in full, and he has made full provision for our healing, full provision for our restoration, full provision for the outcome. Jesus has made the way. We have nothing to fear in the body with the Lord, at the body with the Lord. Jesus Christ is the undefeated King of the world. The devil knows it. The enemy knows it. The demons know that. Sickness knows that. It is time that we know that and we glorify His name. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. And so I want to pray. I'm done. Tonight, if you thought this morning's going to be powerful, tonight we're going to have fire, 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 lots of fire. I'm going to get you ignited into the Word of the Lord tonight. I'm going to show you how to literally take this position and to take the enemy's territory away from him. But that's why I want to encourage you this morning. Come and do Empower 316 with me. I'm going to encourage you this morning. I'm doing a spiritual warfare course on Wednesday night. I want to teach you how to war effectively. I want to teach you how to pray relentlessly. I want to teach you how to war against the enemy. With our spiritual warfare course, we already have 500 people registered for this. I made this course free because very simply I want to train as many people as what I can with the gospel, with the power, with the knowledge of how to war effectively. So I want to encourage you, come and do the spiritual warfare course. Come and do Empower 316 with us. And do not miss out on these events. Amen. Do not miss out on them. And then I want to encourage every single one of you this morning. I want to encourage you. I'm going to pray for you this morning. And I'm going to pray that you stay faithful. Because you and I need to stay faithful. The Bible says Jesus will say these words. Welcome home, good and faithful servants. Faithful means we need to pass the test. Faithful means we need to stay true to the Lord. Faithful means we cannot negotiate. Good and faithful. The word good speaks to character. The word faithful means speaks to consistency. Faithfulness means I'm faithful with my tithe. I'm faithful with my offering. I'm faithful in prayer. I'm faithful in the word of the Lord. I'm faithful. Good and faithful. Then the good part means I have submission. I have humility. I have servitude. I have authority. And listen, guys, I just want to say that again. I want to say it again, and I'll reiterate it a couple of times. Jesus is the answer. There isn't another. There isn't another answer. Jesus is the answer. Don't put your future off waiting for something. Live your life to the fullest now. Dream big dreams now. Don't put it off. And know the signs of the time. I've given you a lot of signs this morning. I'll teach you more. I'm going to explain them to you. I'm going to equip you with knowledge. I'm going to equip you with the power. But I also want to activate you simultaneously. I don't want you to be powerless. And so this is your task from me to you. This is your task. As you go into your week, you have to. And join me tonight. Join me for tonight's service. Because tonight I'm going to actively share keys how to explore and to take back territory in your family, in your loved ones, in your life. But this is your task. As Jesus said, go into all the world, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, preach the gospel. Listen, they say social distancing, keep your social distancing right now, but you can still preach. Are you with me? You can still tell a person, raise your hands, let me pray for you. You can still tell somebody, hey, have you received Jesus, your Lord and your Savior? We can still save people. This is the time, this is our hour, and we need to be strong. We need to lead this revival. We need to lead the outpouring of the Spirit of God. We need to lead this. I don't know about you, but I do know for all of us, we're going to come back stronger. We're going to see more of God's power. We're going to see more of His glory. We're going to see more of Him because we are hungry and we thirsty after righteousness. And so there we are this morning. I want to take 2 seconds and say this before I pray for you. I want you to get this word out to people because people need to know the truth. The truth is that the heavens are holding Jesus Christ back until there is full restoration. In the book of Acts, it says that, the book of Acts, I'm a firm believer in this. You see, the book of Acts chapter 3 verse number 21 says this, whom heaven must receive unto the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. In other words, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, restoration of all things, restoration of all things, restoration of all things. Jesus doesn't just want to heal something, He wants to heal all things. He doesn't just want to restore some things, He wants to restore all things. Everything. Don't put your faith in a vaccine, put your faith in Jesus. Let me say that again. Put your faith in Jesus. If you feel compelled, take the vaccine, take the vaccine. We have got to, I'm not here to tell you about the vaccine. I'm here to tell you about Jesus. Take Jesus 3 times a day and see how much that chases the devil away. Take Jesus in the morning, in the afternoons, late at night. When you rise, give Him Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, say, good morning, Lord Jesus. When you walk in the afternoon, say, hello, Jesus. When you go to bed at night, say, Lord Jesus, I love You. Take Jesus 3 times a day and let's see how your life changes. Take Jesus 3 times a day. Open up your Bible and pray 3 times a day. Take the word of the Lord. Worship Him 3 times a day and see how He changes your life. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things shall be added unto you. Prosthethemi means this. If you seek the King first, He will build upon your life greater things that you could have ever imagined. Seek Jesus first. The best prescription I can give you from one healer to the next is simply this. Jesus Christ, the greatest healer that the world has ever seen. He lives, He dwells, He moves in me and in you. Come on, in power. There we are. I want you to lift your hands. As Pastor Stefan comes, I want you to lift your hands. I want to pray for you. I want to speak over your households this morning that you will be healed, whole, delivered, and set free. I want to say to you, Empower Cape Town, we are coming. We are on our move to you. We are going to see God coming to Cape Town. We're going to see revival in Cape Town. We're going to see God's Spirit being poured out in Cape Town. God spoke to me about Cape Town. God said to me there will be an outpouring in Cape Town. There will be signs, wonders, and miracles in Cape Town. God said to me, Cape Town, Cape Town, Cape Town will not just be called the Father's City, it will call the Mother's City, and the outpouring of His Spirit will be in Cape Town. So Cape Town, no, we're coming for you. I also know that I am convinced that God is bringing a mighty move in Witbank. There's something about Witbank that God likes. I don't know always what, but God likes Witbank. He wants Witbank. He wants His souls. I want to say to Sukuna this morning, as you're watching me also from the United States, God is on the move. We're going to see His glory being poured out. And there we are in your households this morning. I want to pray for you. And there we are. I want you to lift your hands and throw up the emojis this morning. Throw up the emojis. And if you are in need, guys, if you are in need, church, if you are in need, we have pastors that are ready to pray for you, Pastor Eric and Cornet. They are ready to minister to you in our healing room, in our Zoom healing room. So that link is out also now. So you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome to click on that link and it will take you directly into that Zoom room. And if you want any form of prayer or ministry to you, this is the place where you must go. If you want prayer for your health, prayer for your marriage, prayer for your work, please click on the Zoom ministry room and go into that. And I'll say that again at the end. But right now, there we are. I want you to lift your hands to God, please. I want you to lift your hands to God and I want to pray for you. There we are. Because I'm convinced that Jesus is with you. And so, won't you lift your hands? There we are, watching me from. Just lift your hands. Just lift your hands, just for a moment. And I want you just to, there as you lift your hands to the Lord, as you lift your hands to the Lord, I want to pray for you. Do you believe that God is the God of restoration? Do you believe that He restores all things? If you believe that to be true, then raise your hands, guys. Everybody on Empower, raise those hands. You still believe? You still believe? If you believe, raise your hands. Raise those hands. High and lifted up, raise those hands. Father, as I see all the names running, Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that right now I can ask you to bring healing, restoration like never before. Father, right now I give a word out into families, into households. I hear the chains rattling, Father, even as I speak this word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, we bind you, we rebuke you, and I say to you, chains will break right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that right now in this moment, I can speak of your people's lives, restoration. Restoration over their families, restoration over their households, restoration over their finances, restoration over their income, restoration over their businesses. Restoration over their whole households. Restoration. And Father, I thank you that now is the hour of restoration. Now is the time where we will see the greatest restoration that the earth has ever known. And thank you, Father, even though that there is a purging, even though that there's a flood, that we know that God raises the standard. And as God raises the standard, thank you, Father, that no enemy will be successful against the name of the Lord our God, where we put our full confidence, our full trust in. And Father, I pray for everybody that's under the sound of my voice. May they will see their greatest day lie ahead. May they know that restoration is in their tomorrow. May they know that their best is yet to come. May they know, Lord, that you are not done of them yet. May they know that every plan and purpose, Philippians 1:6, Lord, that you have planned for them, Romans 8:29, will come to fulfillment. May they know that they will be the head and not the tail. The beginning, Lord, of all the things that you have planned for them is on the other side. And Lord, you are passing ahead of them and you are making things new. I declare this word over their lives as you said it unto me. I'm restoring all things. It shall be so in Jesus Christ's name. And if you agree with that prayer, a power, say with me, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. And as Pastor Stefan comes, I want to say to you, every single one of you, guys, we are church. We are moving forward. We are advancing. We are planting churches and we are advancing. We are moving. And we need you to be faithful in this hour of your giving. We need you to be faithful in this hour to stand with us as we move forward violently, moving forward ferociously to see His kingdom come, to see His will be done. As it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. I remind you again simply of three things. Come and join me for Empower 316. Come and join me for the spiritual warfare class. And come and join Pastor Erica and Cornei for the Zoom ministry. And come and join me tonight as I activate you how to give the enemy hell, how to give payback to the one that's trying to pay us back, how to take back territory, how to see you being an ambassador, a citizen of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you, every single one of you. I'm praying for you. You are going to be stronger. You are going to be more powerful. You're going to be more victorious. You're going to come out of this better. You're going to know that Jesus is for you. You're going to know your God is strong. You're going to go know that His name is strong. You're going to know that He's your restorer. You're going to know that He is your redeemer. And you're going to know more than ever before, your redeemer lives. His name is Jesus. He's the one and only. There is no other. Hare Krishna will not do it for us. Buddha will not do it for us. Muslim will not do it for us. No other name will do it for us. Only the one living Christ will do it for us. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Most High God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, my friend, my Redeemer, your Redeemer. And He loves and He's coming. He's coming for me. He's coming for you. He's coming for a victorious bride. And so let's roar while we can. Amen. And amen. There we are. Give Jesus Christ a praise offering. Pastor Stefan, thank you very much. I will see every single one of you tonight as we pay the enemy back. I'm going to activate you more than ever before in this hour how to stand mightily for the word of the Lord. I love you. I'm standing with you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for your household. I'm praying for your business. I'm praying for every area of your life. You are going to see His restoration in Jesus' name. I greet you, I love you, and I'll see you guys tonight at 5. Do not miss tonight, 5 o'clock. Love you guys, see you tonight.
Thank you for tuning into the Empower Church service live on Impact Radio. If this ministry has transformed your life in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.